During the Vietnam War, many Hmong worked with the CIA and special operations, but after the fall of Saigon, thousands fled Laos and lived in refugee camps across Thailand. U.S. Senators Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl say the Office of Refugee Resettlement within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has $500,000 available for the incoming wave of Hmong settlers. They add many are suffering from depression, anxiety, and malnutrition after years of living in refugee camps. Feingold says he and Kohl have written to HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson to boost the current amount of funding without draining other department programs.
We are seeking to get $10 million to help with this transition, because to take it out of the current funds that are there for all these programs would not be the way to go. We need to make sure that that funding is there, because this is going to be a difficult transition. And these are refugees who need to get out of there. They need to come out of this situation.
Feingold says the Hmong settlers will need help in language training, job placement, and assistance in basic living needs. An estimated 3,000 Hmong are expected to arrive in Wisconsin by fall. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.